And here to help us understand a little more about that diagnosis is NBC News medical reporter Dr. Akshay Sayal. Dr. Sayal, it does sound pretty frightening. And at first, Katie's husband and doctors thought that she might have had a stroke. They said initiate stroke protocol in the hospital, but she didn't. What is transient global amnesia? How common or rare is it?
It's you know, it can be a really frightening condition, Kate, but fortunately it is benign. For those who haven't heard about it, TGA, or transient global amnesia, affects about 5 to 10 per 100,000 people every year. It sort of consists of the sudden short-term memory loss and inability to form new memories. So, for example, you know, patients will often say, could you repeat that? And they almost don't remember asking the question and don't remember getting the answer. So they tend to need to be repeated things over and over, unable to form those new memories. And it typically resolves within hours, about 6 hours or so, but definitely within 24 hours from onset.
Do we know what causes these episodes? And it can happen to anybody?
It can happen to anyone, Christine, but the biggest risk factor, the most people we see this in, people age 50 to 70, it's about equally as common in between men and women. We tend to see, you know, equal parts affected. But guys, those with a history of migraines, about 6 times more likely to have this, and so strong correlation there.